Advent at Gardner-Webb University, Thursday, December 8th. Written and read by Stephanie Stearns, Senior Assistant to the President.
One of my favorite things about this time of year is watching Christmas movies on TV. My favorite Christmas movie of all times is indisputably Elf. The always hilarious Will Ferrell outdoes himself as Buddy the Elf. If you haven't seen it yet, I implore you to watch it as soon as possible. You won't regret it. You may be thinking to yourself, Steph, what on earth does Elf have to do with Psalm 146? Well, I'm glad you asked. You see, Elf is not just the greatest movie ever. It also has a message. Buddy starts his life as a baby in an orphanage who stows away in Santa's sack and ends up at the North Pole being raised by Papa Elf, by Bob Newhart, another comic genius. In spite of the fact that he's larger than all the other elves and has no ability to build toys, he is firmly committed to the notion that he is indeed an elf. As a grown-up, Buddy travels to New York City to find his birth father, who's on Santa's naughty list. Even when he leaves the North Pole to travel through the seven levels of the candy cane forest, through the sea of swirly-twirly gumdrops, through the Lincoln Tunnel, and ends up in New York City, no amount of scoffing from the city folk dissuades Buddy from knowing in his heart that he is still an elf. Buddy remains steadfast in his belief of being an elf and in all things Santa Claus, despite being laughed at by everyone around him. Psalm 146 tells us that the Lord loves the righteous. The righteous are often oppressed and persecuted because they follow the Lord. But as Jesus said in Matthew 5:10, blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Spoiler alert, by the end of the movie, Buddy's beliefs are so strong that he is able to sway even the most cynical New Yorker into believing in the spirit of Christmas. He remained faithful to his beliefs. And isn't that part of what this psalm is about? He remains faithful forever. To me, this psalm is about remembering to always have faith and trust in the Lord, especially during times of despair. When we're weak and needy, we should trust in the Lord to bless us. It would have been so easy for Buddy to give up when no one around him had faith, but he persevered and managed to encourage others to have faith. I think the psalmist is saying that we will be blessed when we trust the Almighty God as our help and our hope, and reminds us that the Lord will reign forever. Therefore, praise Him.